Yeah, well, I would in principle welcome the plan. But when we go into the detail of it, they're talking about 7 years to parts of the country. And in fact, there was an announcement by the government back in 2012 and all houses were to be covered in 7 years. Now we're starting at this stage. I obviously have a vested interest in ensuring that Donegal, because of proximity to the border, and that Donegal will suffer from Brexit, that they should start in Donegal and cover all of Donegal immediately. I'm familiar with the air service that's available, and there are many areas around the county where it stops at a point and you might lose 200 or 300 metres and it picks up again. Areas like that should be dealt with immediately. I know what they're saying about the hubs, but of course, I don't think it's sufficient to say to the people of Donegal, there are a number of hubs there and you have to accept that. I think the time is now right, before they put any plans in place, to concentrate it in the more peripheral areas and let's start in Donegal. Because when it comes to the roads lead to the rest of the country. We still don't have the N2A5. So let's show us that the government are serious and commence and give a direction to the company to start in Donegal.
But the Communications Minister, Richard Brittany, has said that there will be penalties if, you know, targets aren't met and so on. Is that not reassurance to some extent that the plan could be delivered in a timely fashion, that incentives there for it to get done?
But sure, they have 7 years to meet targets, so they, if they're not meeting them earlier, they're given indications. But let's be practical about this and start in Donegal, the most peripheral country in the country, in between the Atlantic and Northern Ireland. We require it urgently, and I think that would show the goodwill of the government, and I believe with the minister in government that should happen. Every county's been spoken of today, but nobody's speaking of Donegal.